In the second module, we discussed the role of PARP inhibitors in the management of relapsed ovarian cancer and asked the audience what they would recommend to a patient who is BRCA wild type and experiences disease relapse 10 months after receiving adjuvant carboplatin paclitaxel following debulking surgery. About 25% of the audience would offer such a patient a carboplatin doublet and bevacizumab without a PARP inhibitor, and about 75% would use a PARP inhibitor in maintenance setting. I asked Dr. Coleman for his thoughts.
So I think there's actually a very strong bias towards using a PARP inhibitor. But, you know, in the wild type patient, you know, as we define them as real wild type, this is non-HRD, non-BRCA, I don't know that we have a really strong signal with PARP inhibitor, even though the trials, as they have been written, will look for an intent to treat population. But if you isolate the truly negatives, I don't see that the signal there is that strong. And so I will go, you know, based on the OCEANS data and GOG-213 for the top one.
So we also asked the BRCA germline situation. I'm kind of curious what people would choose. At first relapse, the majority of the audience would use carbo doublet followed by a PARP inhibitor. Looks like more usage of olaparib than the other two, but substantial with the other two. We also asked the question of what about PARP inhibitor at some point in time, so relapse disease, Stephanie, but the patient's BRCA wild type, they're HRD negative. We were trying to ask, you know, you get farther down the line, you start to run out of options, would you use a PARP inhibitor? Stephanie, in the majority audience says yes. Do you agree?
I think we are all very excited about PARP inhibitor treatment because it's true, like it's a new treatment that really show a big difference in our patient. As Rob say, if it's a truly BRCA wild type HRD negative with multiple line of treatment, we are probably in the platinum resistant setting. The chance to respond for PARP inhibitor is not high. So it's where definitely, I think, in the specific situation, multiple line, platinum resistant, truly wild type, the combination is really something we need to look at it.